for Q92 Radio. Of course, some excitement in the Mineota area. It's Mineota Box Elder Bug Days starting today, Friday, going Saturday and Sunday in Mineota. And joining us to tell us all about it is Scott Josephson. Hi, Scott. How's it going?
It's going great. We're getting all ready for a great weekend. The weather's going to be perfect, and we'll have a lot of fun activities for the family to enjoy.
That's right. I understand, Scott, you've been a chairman of the Bug Days for a long, long time, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been involved. I've been involved for over 35 years with the Box Elder Bug Days, and I've been chairman for about the last 18 years now. So we've got a good group of people helping us out, and a great group of volunteers that make sure that Box Elder Bug Days run smoothly.
Yeah, that takes a lot of volunteers and a lot of help to put on a community event. That's for sure.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. And we got people with a lot of experience and a lot of talented people that help with all the aspects of the weekend.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, fill us in. You've got a lot of activities, a lot of events planned in the next 3 days.
Yes, we do. It's a full weekend, and we focus on making it fun for the whole family here in Mineota. Kind of the last weekend of summer to enjoy the outdoors and the festivities of a town celebration. So tonight we start off with a kickoff dance with Mario Callens of the Midwest Cowboys. Mario is a local talent, and he's recorded his first album, and he'll be providing the music and entertainment behind the City Hall Bar and Grill in what we call our Box Elder Bug Square, which is the center of town here behind the City Hall Bar and Grill. Yep. So that'll be tonight, and then we go on to tomorrow morning. It starts early in the morning, 6 a.m., the Johnny Tillman's Memorial Chili Cook-Off starts. And again, after that kicks off in the morning, it's just the full schedule all day long. Family Fun Run is at 8 o'clock, and that's kind of a new feature that we did to replace our 5 and 10K, and basically it's a family fun walk. They can walk or run. There's stations around town where they can play some games for the kids and get some refreshments, and then we have prizes at those locations, and then at the end of the fun run, why we have a drawing for prizes that are donated by local merchants here in town. It's been really well attended, and like I said, it's fun for the whole family, kids and moms and dads and the whole family can enjoy that walk through Mineota. And it's going to be a beautiful morning in the morning, so it'll be very nice for that activity.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we at the golf course, we have a three-person scramble best ball tournament. And again, that's very well attended. And again, beautiful day for golf tomorrow. And 9 a.m., craft and vendor sale is at Veterans Park, and then again after that it gets kicked off. But most of the other activities, in fact, all the other activities happen in Box Elder Bug Square. We have a rib cook-off returning, there's competition between the chefs with the rib cook-off, and we have a great group of people that organize that, and then there's some sampling that people can do and bullet on what they think are the best ribs.
Okay, and then, I think I'd like that one.
yeah, it works as a great way to display their cooking talents, and then the people get to enjoy the results as well.
Yep.
At 10:30, then we have our kitty parade. The registration is at 10:30, and then at 11 o'clock the kitty parade again, and that's in Box Elder Bug Square. And then we have a free will donation at that kitty parade. And then those school supplies, those donations will be used for school supplies, and the donations are going to be matched by our Hope Lutheran Church Mission Endowment Fund. So can multiply a donation for the school supplies by using our endowment fund from our local church. So that's a great way to give back to the community as well. And then the kids can enjoy a fun kitty parade with prizes at the end of that as well. And that's sponsored by Bethel Fellowship here in town.
Okay.
And then we follow that with a kids' tractor pull at 11 o'clock, and then the tractor pull kicks off at 11:30, registration at 11. And at 11:30, we also have something new this year. It's a pickleball tournament, and that's by the BMO Bank. And we've got a lot of interest in that, and apparently a lot of the town celebrations have been hosting some pickleball tournaments, so it'll be fun to see how that goes for the people that come to participate. And then another event for Box Elder Bug fans, large and old and young, large and small, is our Box Elder Bug races. And we we have a great time with that. We actually do race box elder bugs, and we,
wow,
we tout it as the world's only box elder bug race.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, and it's a fun time, and we introduce some new members to our community through that box elder bug race. And then again, I mean, I guess it's the whole day is full of activities from noon until 6 p.m. Then we have our Jefferson Street block is full of inflatables, and the inflatables are free for everyone. That's sponsored by EDF Renewables here. They give us a great donation so that we can have inflatables free for the kids. And we have all different ages of participating in that with the inflatables, the little kids and the big kids as well. And that's usually a highlight for the families and kids. And again, having it free really makes a big difference. The kids can just have fun all afternoon there in inflatables.
Right.
And then in the afternoon, 1:30, we have a beanbag tournament. And that usually fills up. It's a 32-team bracket, 100% cash payout, and well attended. And we block off Highway 68 here in Mineota and have our beanbag tournament right there on Highway 68. And then that stays blocked off for the afternoon. Then the entertainment for the afternoon, we have continuous entertainment on our main stage in Box Elder Bug Square. Allie Gray and her Country Jamboree have been regulars here at Box Elder Bug Days. They come from the Twin Cities and do a great job. And then we have a new group, Up South. It's an interesting name called Up South. It's a group of three guys that are originally from Nashville, Tennessee, and thus the name Up South. They have some connections here in Minnesota, and then have moved up here to continue with their careers, with their music. And then, of course, Kayla Daniels, she's an area favorite. She's, again, a regular here at Box Elder Bug Days for our entertainment. And then our street dance Saturday night, we have country western singer Casey Musigman. He was on The Voice, and he was nominated as the Midwest Country Western Entertainer of the Year, so we're kind of excited to have him. This is his first time here at Box Elder Bug Days, so we're happy to and looking forward to having him here for our street dance, which starts after our queen coronation, which is at 7:30 on our main stage, and then the dance again following that at 8:30. So that rounds out our Saturday events, and if everybody isn't too tired from that, then Sunday morning kicks off with the Fireman's Pancake Breakfast at 8:00 in the morning, and then at 10:00 we have our community worship service. So we enjoy the street dance and the entertainment and the party atmosphere Saturday night, and then by Sunday morning at 10:00 in the morning we have it all cleaned up and we have a church service here for the community right here in Box Elder Bug Square, which is always well attended and a nice way to bring our community together for our worship service. And then we have more stage entertainment. Allie Gray is again on the stage for the afternoon on Sunday. Grand Parade at 1:00, which is a wonderful parade. Our parade organizers do a great, great job. And it's a fun parade, and the weather's going to be perfect, so we're looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite parades in the area, Scott. I enjoy the parade in Mineota.
That's good to hear, and I'll pass that on to our coordinators. They've done it for many years and really get some nice participation.
Yeah.
And then at 3:00 in the afternoon, we have our golf ball roll, which is a way that we do some fundraising for Box Elder Bug Days. It's a plinko board where you buy a number on a golf ball, and then we roll the golf balls down the little slope here in Box Elder Bug Square, and then the winners have an opportunity to win $500. So that kind of rounds out our celebration for Sunday afternoon, and then we clean up and business back to normal in Mineota at 8:00 Monday morning.
Yeah, wow, Scott, I tell you, sometimes people say, there's nothing to do around here. That's not true. There's a lot to do, and a lot to do in Mineota this weekend, that's for sure. So,
yes, and we have a variety of things going on, so hopefully it will match anybody's interest. And we have to recognize our sponsors. We have a wonderful group of sponsors.
Absolutely.
As I mentioned earlier, our platinum sponsor is EDF Renewables. And then we have sponsors, Orion Financial Group, which is Al Guywitz, who is a son of the community and is always happy to give back. City Hall Bar and Grill is a sponsor. And Cookit Plumbing and Heating, B&B Electrical Contractors, Universal Forest Products, Fuller Paving, and Invenergy are some more of our major sponsors. And again, I have got about 3 pages of sponsors, and these sponsors make donations. We provide them some advertising, but the end result is free entertainment all weekend long in Mineota for Mark Selbebuck Days.
Yeah, amazing businesses in the Mineota area, that's for sure. So.
Yeah, very, very supportive of our community event here.
All right, and all the events will take place in Bug Square, right?
Yes, sir. All the events take place in Bug Saddlebug Square. So you come to Mineota, and you're within a block of a walk to get to all the entertainment and all the activities going on. We have food vendors and great opportunity to enjoy food and entertainment and just being together as a family for a community celebration.
All right, Mineota does it well, that's for sure. Scott, thanks a lot. It kicks off tonight, right, with the Mario Callan and the Midwest Cowboys, and then full day Saturday.
Yep, and then we'll start tonight, and then the community will be tired by Sunday evening after all the entertainment and the fun activities we have going on.
All right, you do a great job, Scott, with the organizing, all putting all that together. It takes a lot of people. You said you got a lot of good volunteers.
Yes, we do. Wonderful committee, and getting the young people worked into responsibilities with it, which is wonderful, and just a great group of volunteers. Everybody works together well, and looks forward to putting on a great celebration for the community and for the area. So it'll be a fun weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, Scott.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, you bet.
We'll see you in Mineota this weekend.
All right. That's Scott Josephson, chairman of the Mineota Bug Days, going on starting tonight, and full slate of activities. I've just heard Scott mention on Saturday, and finishes up on Sunday with the Grand Parade at 1 o'clock on Sunday in Mineota. Head on over to Mineota this weekend and have some fun. Bring the whole family.